Welcome. This is Joanne Larson, dietitian at Ask the Dietitian podcast. The information contained herein is intended for educational purposes only and is not intended and should not be construed as the delivery of medical care. Persons requiring diagnosis or treatment or with questions specific to a single individual are urged to contact their local health care provider for appropriate care. Today I'm speaking with you about vitamin K and blood-thinning medications like warfarin, also known as the brand name Coumadin. This drug was prescribed by your doctor for your medical condition. Your body uses vitamin K to help blood clot, and without it, you could bleed uncontrollably. Too much vitamin K can stop warfarin from working as prescribed. The medication warfarin interferes with blood clotting to slow how long it takes your blood to clot, thereby reducing the possibility of blood clots, which can lead to a heart attack or stroke. When starting warfarin therapy, your doctor will order an INR blood test to determine your blood clotting time is in the therapeutic range. You will have to have an INR blood test frequently, 2 or 3 times a week in the beginning, to test how fast your blood clots and to regulate your warfarin dose. It is very important that you eat a consistent amount of foods with vitamin K daily. People on warfarin need to eat a consistent amount of foods with vitamin K so that their blood clotting time can be regulated with their warfarin dose to prevent blood clots. Alcohol, aspirin, Tylenol, and some dietary supplements also affect blood clotting times. Check your supplement labels to identify any that may contain vitamin K, and do not take any supplements with more than 100 micrograms vitamin K in a single pill or more than 100 micrograms in a single day. The recommended dietary allowance, or RDA, of vitamin K for adult men is 120 micrograms, and adult women, 90 micrograms. Some meal replacement drinks may be significant sources of vitamin K, so read the nutrition facts label. Large dosages of vitamin E, above the RDA of 15 micrograms per day, can reduce absorption of vitamin K, which you need, and are not recommended for persons on warfarin. Cranberries, cranberry juice, and grapefruit, either the juice or the fruit, can cause a longer bleeding time for patients on warfarin, and so it may not be recommended for use with warfarin therapy. Ginkgo and garlic are two dietary supplements that may influence bleeding. Talk to your doctor about the use of dietary supplements, alcohol, and aspirin while on warfarin. Foods with vitamin K need to be eaten in consistent amounts daily, without changes in how much you eat. You should not eliminate all foods with vitamin K. This will help your doctor regulate how much warfarin you need so that your blood clots soon enough if you are cut or injured. Foods are very high in vitamin K should be limited to 1/2 cup serving per day. These foods are greens like kale, collards, turnip, beet, dandelion, mustard, or watercress. Frozen, canned, or cooked, or raw spinach, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, green spring onions, spinach souffle, lettuce, the butterhead, Boston, or bib type, more than 10 sprigs of parsley, cooked cabbage, spinach noodles, or asparagus. The following foods are medium in vitamin K and should be limited to 1 cup per day. The green leafy type lettuce, cooked okra, prunes or dried plums, cooked black-eyed peas, cooked Chinese cabbage called pak choi, lettuce, the romaine or kohl type, coleslaw, raw cabbage, green beans, cooked rhubarb, a large cucumber with a peel, cooked peas or raw savoy cabbage. Other foods can be eaten in moderation, though we don't really know the vitamin K content of all foods. Vitamin K foods are often green in color, which should be a hint. If you're sick and cannot eat, call your doctor who prescribed warfarin, especially if you have fever, vomiting, or diarrhea. Contact your doctor if you notice that you have bleeding gums, nosebleeds, a cut that is bleeding that takes a long time to stop, pink or brown urine, red or black stools, coughing up blood or vomiting blood, which looks like coffee grounds. Thanks for listening to Ask the Dietitian podcast on vitamin K and blood-thinning medications. If you would like to make an appointment with a dietitian in your area, go go to the American Dietetic Association website at www.eatright.org and click on the link Find a Nutrition Professional. If you live in a country outside the United States, contact your country's Dietetic Association to find a dietitian in your area. Thank you for listening.